Okay, we're on the bottom of Mentesimer Aleph. Tala Rabbanan. Ba'olam yim k'radam kol mashiyesh lo v'yisa bastamet chacham. Person should sell everything he has in order to marry a bastamet chacham. Mashu over here, the man gave the money, not the woman. Because if he dies, or he has to go into Golis, and his children remain basically fatherless, just by the mother, so his children will become Talmidei Chachamim, because the mother will bring them out properly. Because if he dies, or he goes into Golis, his children will be brought up by a Basam Haaretz, and they'll be on the heart. Tana Rabbani, La'olam yimkaradim kol mashiyesh lo v'yisa bas tamet chacham. V'yasi bita l'tamet chacham. He should marry a bas tamet chacham, and he should marry off his daughter to a tamet chacham. Marshal le'inve ha'gefen be'inve ha'gefen. Dover no miskado. That if you mix two good strains of vines, so it's something that's good, and also people like it. The lo yisabasam horis, marshal in the agethin bin the asne. It's like mixing a vine with a thorn bush. Dover kor, something not nice, they no miskabel, and people don't like it either. The ain no miskabel is shomin. When people hear about it, it's not something that's good to hear about, to mixing a vine and a snare. Tana Rabbanan, La'olam yim k'radam kol mashiyesh lo v'yisa bas tamet chacham. L'chatchila, a person should marry a bas tamet chacham. Lo motza bas tamet chacham, yisa bas g'dole hador. So Rashi says, who are the g'dole hador? It's not tamidei chachamim. G'dolei Hador, Anshei Maisa v'Tzadikim. Right? There's people who are Tamidei Chachomim, that's first rate. And then there are people who are Anshei Maisa. They're the leaders of the generation, not necessarily the biggest Tamidei Chachomim, but they're Askonim, right? Or Tzadikim, Rebbes, or whatever. They don't have to be Tamidei Chachomim, but they're Anshei Maisa. They do Mofsim, whatever. They're Bali Chesed, so they're the second rate. Lo motza bas g'dolei hador, can't find a bas g'dolei hador that will marry you. Then yisa bas rosh ha'knesios. Then marry somebody on the var hanala, right? Somebody who's a rosh ha'knesios, the people on the board of directors of the shul, leaders of the community. Lo motza bas rosh ha'knesios, yisa bas gaboi tzedakah. So marry somebody who's the daughter of a gabbai tzedaka. Lo motza bas gaboi tzedaka, yisa bas melambi tinokos. Can't find that. Marry a day school teacher's daughter. Tosa says, l'chora, it's mashma in the Gemara in Bava Basra, that a melambi tinokos is on a higher level than gaboi tzedaka. So the Marsha says that, what's it called? I'm not sure that's luck. One of them says. The tzlach says that a gaboy tzedaka, before you can appoint him, you have to check him out. But a teacher, you don't check out necessarily beforehand. So if the teacher's doing his malacha l'shem shemayim, he's better than a gaboy tzedaka, but you can't always be sure that's the case. But a gabbai tzedakah, they don't let touch his hands. Kids, they let touch without checking, but money not. So gabbai tzedakah has to be checked out first. The Chasam Sofer says that enochin amit, a malamit tinokos is on a higher madrega than a gabbai tzedakah. But it's better to marry a bas gabbai tzedakah than a bas malamit tinokos. Why? Because a bas malamit tinokos doesn't see her father teaching the kids. She's not there. And besides that, usually she's nehena mikovet haTorah. So it's a negative thing. Mashenkir, a bas gaboi tzedakah sees her father giving the tzedakah, so she'll do the same. So the daughter of a Gaboy Tzedakah is better than the daughter of a Melamed Tinokos, even though a Melamed Tinokos himself is on a higher madrega than a Gaboy Tzedakah. The Lo Yisa Basa Mehoretz. But the Maisha, you shouldn't marry the daughter of an Amhoretz, Mipnei Shehem Sheketz, and Amhoretz is Sheketz, but you shall say him Sheretz, right? So he says that what's called Sheketz is usually Avodah Zarah, the Maisha says. They're usually Apikursim. They're talking about really, we'll see, Amhoretz that are Apikursim and what's it called? Sonei Das. Sone Tamidei Chachamim, those kinds of Amei Haaretz, the extreme. Their wives are Sheretz, so you can't really see the Chassam Sofer says. A Sheketz is like a Behemoth Tmeya, you could see it right out. The husbands, you could see right out. The wives, you don't see so much that they're Apikursim or whatever, only for the fact that they are not Tsunuos. So only when they're in public, so they're like a Sheretz. Sheretz is not so easy to see. And their daughters are like behemos. They're not necessarily behemos tmeos. Sometimes good things come from the daughters of Amei Haaretz. But Lamaisa, they themselves are usually brought up to be behemos. Tanya, we're talking again, the idea is that these people don't have derech eretz. We're talking about the extreme Amei Haaretz. There's all different grades of Amei Haaretz. But like Tosa says over here, we'll see some of the things it says you're allowed to do to an Amoris like this, that he's a kofer, no derech eretz, poshut, a boor, and a dangerous person. Tanya, Revi Omer, Amhoritz, also lechel basr, Shenemar, Zos, Torah, Sabahema, the Hov, Kolosik, Batora, Mutter, lechel basr, Behema, the Hov, the Hosheno, Osik, Batora, also lechel basr, Behema, the Hov. He says, some learn that the reason that an Amhoretz is not allowed to eat meat, the Ritvor says, because he doesn't know how to shecht, he doesn't know how to do the bedikas properly, so he can't shecht meat and eat it. But if somebody else shechts it, he could eat meat. It's not that he can't eat meat, he shouldn't eat meat that he takes care of. And the others learn that it's an inyan in meat itself. Meat is mutter to eat because people who have Torah, bring the meat up one notch. But a person who's like a behemoth has no right to eat other behemoths. So therefore, I would say that's a pshat in Vayikra. Adam ki akriv mikem. Before you can bring a behemoth as a korban, you have to be a mensch. But if you're a behemoth, one behemoth can't bring another behemoth as a korban. So let that go. Adam ki akriv mikem korban. So same thing over here. And Am Haaretz is not going to bring the meat up one notch. If anything, the meat's going to drag him down. He's not allowed to eat meat, therefore it doesn't make a difference who prepared the meat, still also for it. Rashi. G'dolei hador anshei maisa v'tzadikim. Bas gaboy tzedaka, she'en lemanim elim keim tovim v'nemonim. You don't appoint a gaboy tzedaka unless you know they're good and reliable. You shall say him sheret, she'enom zehirus b'mitzvah. Their wives are like shrotzim, they're not zoyer b'mitzvah. Im kol behema, she'domos l'behema. The mamash like animals. She'ein lohem leiv lahavim. They're people with no understanding. Again, we're talking here about boors. Now imagine somebody with a loincloth, a string, what's it called, swinging from trees with a turkey, what's it called, pulki, and a beer bob can in his other hand. That's the kind of people we're talking about. That's not a person who doesn't know Torah.
Why do we say that he shecked
what?
Why do we say that
no, we're saying that it's awesome for him to eat. If he'll listen, he won't listen. But if we see him eating meat, we know he's doing something else wrong. Omer Belaser. Am Haaretz Mutter L'Nochro B'Yom HaKippurim Shechol Yos B'Shach. You're allowed to kill an Am Haaretz on Yom Kippur Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. So some say, the Ram says, this is a guzma. Doesn't mean literally. It's an exaggeration, just to emphasize how bad these people are. Others say, the Rith says, it's talking where the guy's running after an Aramurasa, or he's running after a Zohar, right, to be over an Aveira. He's a Rodef. So they ask every Rodef you're out to kill, even if it's a Tamat Chacham being Rodef. Says, no, regular road leaf, you can't do anything until he started to do the mice. But if you're just running, he may change his mind. So you have to wait to see. But in Amharic, you can be sure he's not going to change his mind. You can kill him right out. And others say that, again, Tosfos says it's talking about an Amharic who's a kofer, who hates Tamiya, who's a danger to society. It's a guy is a totally hefker. There's no derech eretz, no nothing. So he's a danger to society. He's constant roadie. So you can kill him to take away the danger. Amar lo tamid of Rebbe, emar l'shochta, why nochru? Nocher means to kill something, but not with shchita. Stab it. Amar lo hen, zeton brach, v'zein den ton brach. No, shchita not. Just kill him, slam. You're not allowed to accompany an Amharitz alone on a journey. Why? Shenemar, ki hu chayech v'orich yomecho, al chayev lochos, al chayech aver lochoshkein. He has no Torah at all. He's totally empty of any Torah, not derech eretz, not Torah, not nothing. So he doesn't care about his own life, but he's going to care about other people's life. So he's a dangerous person to be around. Amrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amrav Yochanan, Amharitz mutu lekoro kedag. You're allowed to tear him open like a fish. And here again, the Ran says it's a guzma. It doesn't mean literally. And what's it called? And others say that it's talking back in a similar situation. Koro kedag means that if he presents a danger. He's a primitive, what's it called, person who has not civilized at all. So if he presents a danger, you can kill him. This is Ben Yoyar, this is an interesting shot. He says, normally you're not allowed to use bodies for scientific knowledge. Body of a Jew, it's a Bezoyan Hames. But an Amharitz that died is not considered an Adam. So you're allowed to use his body for scientific, what's it called, you can tear him open to make an autopsy or to use him for, to learn in a medical school. That's what he says it is. Omer Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak migabo. And you're allowed to do it even from the back. Because the halacha is that if somebody's ripped open from the front and he's still moving, he's still considered alive. But if you rip him open from the back, you affect the spinal column, then he's dead. Even if he's still moving, he's considered dead. So you're allowed to do it right in the most effective way. Rashi, kihi chayecho. The orech yomecho al chayiv lochos, lumot Torah v'lichyos. He doesn't care about learning Torah. That he should have life, sure he's not al chayi chavero lochoshke, v'yeshri v'kshem yargen. He's a dangerous person, you've got to be afraid, maybe he's going to kill you. Migabo, the sulo chayi. Once you tear a person open from his back, he's not going to live. Kidamrina b'shita schulin, karo kedag matame ba'oel miyad, v'yafagav shemafarper. If a person's torn open from the back, then even if he's moving, he's dead. It's metame immediately. If you tear him open from the front, as long as he's still moving, he's still alive. Tanya, Om Rabbi Akiva. Shayisi Amhoritz. Rabbi Akiva said, when I was an Amhoritz, Omarti miyitin mitamet chochem vanashchenu kichamor. When I was an Amhoritz, I remember what I used to be like. I used to hate Talmidei Chachamim. I would say, what's it called? Give me a Talmid Chacham, I'll bite him like a donkey. Amar lo Talmid of Rebbe, Emor Kekelev. Why don't you bite him like a donkey? Dogs are the ones that bite. Why don't you say like a dog? Amar lo hen, zen no shek v'shover etzim. Zen no shek v'shover etzim. A dog bites, it's just a skin bite. But when a donkey bites, it breaks your bones. I wasn't interested in just biting him superficially. I wanted to break his bones. So they ask, it says that when Rachel, Bas Kalva Sabua decided she's married to Akiva. She saw that even though he was Amharitz, he was a good person. He was a Balmidos, he was Tzanua. Lachari wasn't too Tzanua, he hated Talmid Chachamim. So some say there was two Shlavim in his life. Right? At one point he was Bechwalabur, and he hated Talmid Chachamim. Then at a different Shlav he became more refined. He still was an Amharitz, got to be Torah learning. But Lagabi was a refined person, he was Sanu, and that's what she saw, that he was taka a person who could change. And he was on his way up. So she had Emunah that one day be a Talmud Chacham. Others say, Tosfos says, that he didn't hate Talmid HaChacham because he was a nice person. He was a refined person. He hated Talmid HaChachamim because Talmid HaChacham hate Amei Haaretz. And he thought that they hate Amei Haaretz because they're misgoy in their Torah. He didn't see anything wrong with himself. So he said, they hate us just because they're big Bali Gaiva. So Meili hated them. That was not a pigam in him. He misunderstood why Talmid HaChacham hate Amei Haaretz. So Kamayim Ponim El Ponim. Can't blame him. Tanya Hoyer Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Amesi Bito Lama Oretz Kilu Kofso Menich Lefne Ari. Person marries his daughter over to an Amma Oretz, it's like he's tying her up and putting her in front of a lion. Mari Doris Vaochel Vein Labosh Esponim Afam Oretz Maka Uboel Vein Labosh Esponim. That he's putting his daughter in a situation where this guy is going to basically rape her. He's not going to wait till she consents to live with him. Right? He's going to beat her up. He's a drunk, a primitive, uncivilized guy. Again, you see, that's talking about that kind of Amoritz. Right? He's going to end up raping his wife. Rashi? Oh, no Rashi. Okay. Tanya Rebelezer Omer Umoli Onu Tzrichim Mohem Lamasu Matin Hayu Horgin Osanu. If we didn't need them for business, meaning that they'd get benefit from us economically, they'd kill us. They would kill us out. The only reason that the Amei Haaretz don't kill out Talmid HaChachamim is because we need them for Parnasa, right? So they make money on us. Tanya Reb Chiya Klausik B'Torah Lefnei Amei Haaretz Kilu Boel Arusasim B'Fanav. Person learns Torah in front of an Amei Haaretz is like he's what's it called, living with the guy's wife. Shenemar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morosha Al Tikrei Morosha Elam Mu'urasa. Torah is Erusin. So somebody, and really the Amoritz also has that erusha to the Torah, but he doesn't make use of it. So it's like you're taking his erusha, his erusha, and living with her in front of him. Gedola sina shesomim Amoritz atamit chacham, yosem yisina shesomim ovdi kochamis Yisrael. Right, an Amoritz hates Talmid HaChachamim worse than Goyim hate Talmid HaChachamim. When they shall say in yosem ehem, and their wives are even worse. The wives of Amei Haaretz hate Talmid HaChacham even more. And you can see that to a certain degree, right? Even though we're talking, again, not about the kinds of Amei Haaretz that exist today. But the reason, why is that? Why do they hate more? Some Sofer says, because they're Sina Shechina. Goyim hate us for a reason. We were Makabah the Torah, they weren't. So it says, Mishina is Sina Yard V'Lolam. They are jealous. They resent the fact that we have the Torah, they don't. They deep down. So that's a reason. But Amei Haaretz, they are also makabel the Torah. They could learn Torah if they wanted to. So it's Mamas Sina Shechina. And the wife of an Amei Haaretz could have married Talmid Chacham. She chose not to. So it's Mamas Sina Shechina. What do you have against Talmid Chacham? You could have been the wife of one. So therefore, it's Sina Shechina is much, much worse. Tana Shono Pirish Yosemikul. The worst is even worse than Amei Haaretz is a guy who learned and went off the derech. That's the worst of all. Because like the Sam Sofer says, this guy could have remained a Talmid Chacham. And he chose not to. So he has the biggest sin as chinam for Talmid Chacham. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvar Nemru Amei Haaretz. Six things describe an are nogeya to an Amei Haaretz. Ein Moslem Edus. You don't invite them to be an aide by anything, right? You're making a business transaction. You don't invite them to be an aide. They ain't makabla minenu aides. You're not makabla aides from them. And again, this is talking about the worst kind of Amharits. Anything less than that, right? You're makabla aides. Some say lechatchila not, but b'di'evid, yes. And if it's talking about the worst kind of Amharits, even b'di'evid, you know, not makabla aides from them. They ain't megalim lem sold. You don't tell them secrets. Because they can't hold a secret. They'll go around and tell people. They ain't, again, we're talking about people who are totally uncivilized. They ain't a man and also not be troubles on Yisomim. You don't make them caretakers for Yisomim because they're afraid they'll steal. They're Yosom blind. And they'll be more a heter. Not even that they're stam out and out Kazlonim. But they'll say, you know, I'm doing a lot of work for this Yosom. I deserve a fee. So their fee will be the whole whatever the Yosom has. You don't appoint them to be a caretaker over a kupa shel tznaka. Ve'en mislavim on the derech. You don't accompany them alone on a journey. Ve'eshomrim afei machrizim avidasa. You don't announce their aveda. They're not a mensch. They're not a chicha. You're not chayiv to return their aveda. The Ran says, interesting thing, he says, you are, if you find their aveda and you know it's theirs, you're mechayiv to return. Tell us how you know it belongs to them haaretz. Doesn't say, this is, you know, and Am Haaretz is, he says, well, Tosa says, talking where there was a caravan of Amoratsim passing through, and you found that aveda right in that place. You know it belongs to some Am Haaretz. Then you don't have to return it. The Ran says you would have to return it, because the Maisa, they're still a Jew. But you don't have to go looking for it. If the guy needs to look, you don't have to look, go looking for it. The Tanakama, the Tanakama holds that you do return their lost article. Why? Zimdin the Nafik Mine Zara Ma'aliyav Achile. Because sometimes Amoharis have good children. And they'll benefit from the money that you gave back to the Amoharis. Shenemar Yochin the Tzadik Yilbash. The Rasha prepares, and the Tzadik in the end ends up wearing it. Okay, Rashi. Imale Tzrichim Anu Lahem Lemizonoseim Ulezrasam Hayu Harginosan. Since we need them, so they don't kill us, because they get benefit from us. Kiilu Boila Rusasa Vafanav Shemavaisho. Me'urayim Avaish the Amoharis by learning Torah in front of him. Me'urasam Echol Kilos Yaakov. Shano Pirish Talmud Sheshano Pirish Menat Torah. Person was on the derech. He was a Talmud Chacham and he left the Torah. V'yodei Akame Talmid Chacham Meganim Samei Haaretz. And he knows how much Talmid Chachamim hate Amei Haaretz. So therefore, he hates Talmid Chachamim now that he's an Am Haaretz. The Kamehim Shveilim Beineim So Neyosa Mikula. So vice versa, you can be an Am Haaretz even if you're a Talmud Chacham. But if you go off the derech completely, and you become an uncivilized person, then you're still an Am Haaretz. That's the pshat. Ein motion lo edus, ein mezamnen oso v'shmo dover l'choyed alav. Ein megal lo sod, shum dover seser. Don't tell me anything that you want to keep a secret. V'fisha holich rochel o megal. Hale yisolim shechoshel al agesel. Hamotzi avei d'chayev v'hachris, kin amirin b'el metzias. V'yam haaretz lav achicho. This person, man achicho. De'eno oso maisei amcha. And he's not a chich of the mitzvahs. So therefore, again, so we're talking here about the most extreme kind of Amoharis, not the less extreme kinds. And some of the things the Rishonim say, even in those people, is only a guzma. It's only an exaggeration. It doesn't mean literally. We find that sometimes Chazal said things about Averis or whatever that aren't meduyak 100%. They don't mean exactly. Like a person, Lashon Hara is worse than Gilei Arayah Shvichas Dom Avodah Zarah. Doesn't necessarily mean it's mamish worse, because those things is Yehoreh Valyavar, Lashon Hara is not. But the Rivash says, the Chachamim wanted to make an impression and give you a guzma that you should know that it's a terrible thing. But it's not exactly meduyik. Others hold not like that. Chazal said it's meduyik. May not be in every prat, but there's a reason why they said exactly what they said. They weren't spam saying an exaggeration. But there's a Rivash that says not like that. It says that it could be, right, that they were trying to scare you and said it. There's an exaggeration to accomplish that. Same thing over here. The Ran says, the Mice, it's a guzma. Doesn't mean you can mamish tear the guy like a fish or kill him on Yom Kippur, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. It's just coming to accentuate the fact that these people are pretty bad people.